Editor's note. The following were some of Barry Today's most widely read stories from the past week. Hank the dog, happy to be home, after week-long adventure. You have no idea how hopeless you feel, says Barry pet owner, who was in Italy when he discovered his beloved canine buddy was missing. Click here to read the full story. Sadlin in the driver's seat for proposed project on Bayfield Street. I think it's finally time, this is something that's needed. It's not a legacy project by any means, Paul Sadlin says of Springwater Village. Click here to read the full story. Rezoning could open an aisle for new South End grocery store. It would also make it busier. Mapleview is changing. I guess I have mixed emotions, says South End Barry resident. Click here to read the full story. Column. Buffy St. Marie exposed as modern-day Grey Owl? She is still a hero to me, as an activist, but the rest of her alleged origin story could be fraud of the highest degree, says reporter Kevin Lamb. Click here to read the full story. Business at Lake Simcoe Regional Airport continues to elevate. There's a natural inclination that people will want more efficient modes of transportation, says airport manager. Click here to read the full story. Column. RVH expansion will be eye-opening for taxpayers. Political columnist says costs associated with Barry Hospital's massive project should be separate line on tax bills so residents know what they're paying. Click here to read the full story. There it sits, historic Innisfil Beach Road property up for sale. Maybe somebody will see the value in not only developing that property but of maintaining a little piece of Innisfil's history, says local resident. Click here to read the full story.